This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
We're Brooklyn at? We're Brooklyn at? We're Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Life is P. I said welcome back because, oh my God, so many of you are repeat listeners. Thank you. If you are a new listener, my apologies for not addressing you. Thank you for joining Life is P. I appreciate you giving us a shot and I would appreciate you letting me know how you feel about it. You can reach me on Twitter. My handle is at P Writes, P-W-R-I-T-E-S. You can reach me on Facebook. I wouldn't recommend messaging me there, but you can definitely join my reader group, which is Phoenix's Fireflies, and that's F-I-Y-A-H. And, you know, if you want to support my books, they're available on Amazon under the writer Phoenix Ash. I appreciate you, but let's get into it because you're not here for all the promotion. Well, you might be later, but anywho, wow, it's been, I want to say it's been a wild week for me, but not even. It's just been a couple of months of just transition, things changing, life becoming more of what I want it to be, life looking more like what I want it to look like, me feeling like I want to feel, feeling like myself, feeling like I'm coming into my own. And of course, I'm still evolving because aren't we all? I think every day is a part of our evolution. We don't ever, I don't know, I think full evolution, I'll probably be dead. But I'm enjoying the process right now. And I don't often enjoy the process. So kudos to me for finally getting to the place where I can enjoy the process of evolution. You know, I started a business and that works more in a corporate sphere. And my aunt, who I'm very close to, has retired. She retired last year and she started a business. She was very nervous, but things are like turning out really dope. She's got a full client list. She's like so packed that she doesn't even know if she could take on any more work this year. Then some things are happening for someone else I know who owns a business, who's been in business a long time, but like, you know, was having a down moment and then things just are starting to look up. And so I was talking to my aunt earlier and I was like, gosh, you know, the crazy thing is things actually do come together. They do. Not by themselves, right? Because we put a little work in. We can't just sit still, stand still, and just think, just let the world happen to us. But, you know, if we're intentional and we put the work in, things actually do come together. We can't really predict the timing in which they will, but they do come together. And I have so many examples of this in my life, as well as in the people's lives around me, that you can't convince me that it's an untruth. Like, they actually come together. And fear is what prevents us from acknowledging the fact that these things come together. Fear that we won't get what we want. Fear that we won't get to what we want to get to. Fear that we won't do it in the time that we've set in our mind as appropriate, or, you know, by this age or within these amount of months or whatever. But things actually do come together, and fear forces us to imagine the worst of scenarios, most of which won't ever come true. Won't ever come true. And I started to think about this and be like, you know, fear scares us for no reason. But I don't believe that's true. I believe there is a purpose, a good purpose to fear. Fear prepares us. It has us think of all these horrible circumstances or whatever, but it's not just to scare us, it's to prepare us. So figure out what you're going to do in that worst of circumstance. Figure out what you're going to, if it turns out the way you don't want it to, and it goes this way, that way, or the other way, what are you going to do? What are the steps that you're going to take in order to bounce back, right? You can't just accept you know, this thing as a loss, right? Because you only lose if you stop trying or if you stop going. Other than that, it's just a challenge along the road. So fear can be really useful because it can prepare us. But once we've thought through all these scenarios and figured out, well, if this happened, this is what I would do. And if this happened, this is what I would do. Once we've thought through that, then there's no need to dwell on it. Because it means that now we're prepared, right? We've worked out the scenario in which we would work to bounce back, or, you know, what situation we'd have to be in, but then how we would have to climb out of that. And I understand the fear is, I don't want to be inconvenienced by that situation. I don't want to be put out my way by that situation. I don't want to fall back. I don't want to start over by that situation. And for those of us who have been in situations like losing your job, like getting laid off or getting fired or going through divorce, we understand, for the most part, if you've ever been through stuff like that, you know that you survive. You find a way to survive. You find a way to make it work. You find a way to get to the next step. And a lot of times we end up putting that scenario behind us because we're in a new situation, a new business. We've created a business of our own or joined someone else's business, found an opportunity that might have even been better from the one before, or we have to start over. I have a friend of mine who, you know, she was making a certain amount of money at this one company. She had been there 8 years and she was fired on a technicality, something that was like, what? I can't believe it. And she had to take these jobs that were paying way less. And she struggled for a while, for a couple of years. But she's in a position now where she not only makes what she was making, but she makes more. So she knows that eventually it may take time. The fear is about the time that it takes, is that, you know, I want it to be further along. I want it to be at this spot. I want it to be working toward this other thing or whatever. But sometimes we don't know. When things get derailed, they sometimes happen for our own good. But either way, once we think of all these scenarios, right, and we're prepared for how we are going to start the climb back or climb forward, what do? Right? Because now we're overprepared. We have all these things that can happen, right? But did we prepare for the good thing? Did we prepare for if this is a success? Did we prepare if this person invests in us? Even if it's just winning the lottery, like, did you prepare? Because that needs to be added in the scenarios that you imagine. We spend all this time scaring the shit out of ourselves with these negative scenarios. We should also excite ourselves with these scenarios of success. So what do you do then? But once you think about all those things, you're so prepared. What is there left but to take the risk? Take the risk. You've thought it through. Okay, you're belly aching about inconvenience. You're belly aching about embarrassment. You're belly aching about, you know, I might lose a couple dollars or whatever. But you're prepared. You figured out how you're going to move forward, what situation that will put you in. And then you've thought through, like, well, what could I do to start to work my way out that situation? Or who could I rely on? Or what does my support system look like, whether it be financial or emotional or both? We figured it out, right? For the most part. And sometimes we're so scary, we don't think it through. But if you're going to scare yourself with the thought of it, you might as well scare yourself with the entire plan. Work it out. How are you going to get out of that or whatever? But once you've worked everything out, take the risk. Take the risk. You want to jump. You want to see how this thing is going to go, particularly because it may be successful. It may be the thing that launches you into the stratosphere of your dream life, your dream career, your dream family, whatever. Take the risk. When I'm telling you this, I'm telling myself this because I run from the risk. Run. I have PTSD from so many situations that I'm just like so scared. I wanted to work more independently. If you've listened to my show, you know, you've known that there are times where I'm like, something's got to give. I'm living too many lives. I'm trying to get everything aligned. And it was like, listen, I done went out on leave from my corporate sponsor like twice within 2 years, just because it was so overwhelming to be working in this area that is not my career, but it is the thing that is paying my bills. I'm unhappy, hate the company, and I have all these independent things to do. And, you know, people are like you should be living a life. You write books, you do podcasts, you know, you have a screenwriting degree. And yeah, but like, you got to be creative. And then, you know, I'm very picky, unfortunately, about what I want to write. I don't really enjoy writing academically. I do it, but it takes a lot of research on things that I'm not really interested in. But it pays the bills. I have to put stuff together. So I was like really trying to work to find my niche, and I just couldn't find my corporate niche. I have this passion for human resources and how to connect people and how to get people to see each other where they're at and to communicate in a way that is respectful on both ends. And I couldn't figure out how to shape it. And mostly was because the company that I was at didn't have a place to shape it. They weren't really accepting of the fact that they needed this and did not work to go in that direction. So there was no slot to fill. So looking for your slot to fill when there is none is very scary. And of course, stepping out on your own is very scary. And then I got let go and I was like, thank God, I'm going to get severance. I'm going to get, you know, unemployment. I'm going to get all these things, which will fund the life that I can now invest in this other thing. But then I started the business and, you know, locked in with a client and was like, I don't even know if I need unemployment when it comes that time. Like, I don't know, because things are turning around so well and they're actually coming together. Because not because the client is so great, which my client is wonderful, but because I'm in a happier space, I'm attracting more happier things in my life. And so things are coming together and happening for me because I'm giving off this happy energy, this welcoming energy, this open-mindedness, this willing to work in these different capacities, really just because I'm free from the other spot. And this is all the stuff that I was scared of, because this is always the possibility of what can happen. But I was thinking about being broke. I was thinking about, how am I going to feed my child? I was thinking about, I got a mortgage to pay. I got a car note. And all those things need to be thought about. They need to be planned for. And I need to work through them, which I typically do. And I typically find a way. And I know me, I'm a hustler. I'm a go get my money. I'm a find a way. I'm a put myself in a situation. Money is going to happen. But I didn't trust it. I was scared of it. And when I'm living it now, I'm like, oh my God, things actually do come together. There are connections being made. There are, you know, different levels and layers of things being interwoven for everyone's good. Not just mine. Me and the person I'm working with, me and my aunt and somebody else. And it's just all these lines are crossing and things are coming together. Because once we work through all the things that we're afraid of, let's work through all the things that can happen for our good. And let us be prepared for that. Let us be over-prepared for that. And then once we are over-prepared, if that's where we're going, take the risk. Take the risk. Dating life, you know, that's scary for me, right? I'm back and forth. I'm all around the world. I don't know what I want, don't want, which is scary to me because I think I know what I want and I'm afraid to really verbalize it. And I've been working on that. And I've been, you know, trying to affirm things that like, no, I think I kind of want this, kind of want that. Da, 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 da. And, you know, just really trying to find my way. And I'm a very passionate person. So like, and I want to give my heart to someone, my whole heart, but I'm so scared of me and my tendencies. You know, I tend to be a nurturer. I tend to be a caretaker. I tend to be an enabler. And it's like, oh my God, you know, I don't want someone who's struggling or need the build or whatever. And it doesn't matter what their personality is. Even if I know that they're the type of person who is going to be successful in 4 to 5 years because they're so determined and they have it all. And they're just not at that point in their life where, you know, that thing has rained down on them. But I see it. I see it. I know that, like, I just know for sure that that person's going to go get it. And that still frightens me because I'm like, well, will that person be that person who accomplishes those goals if I'm there, right? Because I'm the enabler. And I'm the caretaker. And I'm the one who's like, it's okay. You know, it's all right. You don't have to work so hard. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. And now I'm doing too much. I'm not only, you know, being strong for myself and taking care of myself to make it easier on you, but I'm also taking more care of you than you are taking care of you. And that's just been my tendency. And I had to look myself in the mirror and be like, okay, this is what my doctor was talking about. This is me taking responsibility for the laziness of someone else. Someone else took advantage of what it was that I was offering. Someone else had no intent to grow themselves and their life in this direction that would have benefited from my help, love, and support. And it gave me PTSD. So now I'm afraid to do that for anybody. I'm afraid to be that for anybody because I'm like, listen, you know, I feel like I missed out on so many things in life and I want to be dated this way. I want to be taken care of this way. I want someone to show up this way for me. And I'm working through that because it's really difficult. I was raised like, you know, I'm a baby of hip hop, right? So like to be the whole gold digger hands in your pocket is not my style, right? I'm a baby of, you know, I'm a ride with you on the number two bus, right? Quote Eve. But I have to balance that, right? Because I'm at a place in my life where, you know, no, I should be dated in a particular way and you know, but I should be nurtured, which should be more important to me. But I can't figure out the balance yet. And I'm trying to because I'm busy taking responsibility for someone who misused who I was and what I offered. So fear is very present for me. But once the fear becomes present, really what I need to look at is work through the scenarios. If this horrible thing that you're afraid of comes true, then what? Then what? What do you do? How do you bounce back? How do you protect your child? How do you do? And work that through. Work it through. Don't just be scared of it. Work it through. What's the solution? How do we fix it? How are we going to bounce back? Because bouncing back is the only option. So work that through. Be prepared for that. Now, that may never happen, but okay, you're prepared. It came up rather than just sitting here aimlessly being scared and being, you know, still standing in one place, not making progress in any way or the other. Work it through and then work through what it is when that thing is successful and how you're going to be prepared to receive that and what that's going to look like and how do you carry on that success. And then after you figured it out, take the fucking risk. Like, take the risk. If it's calling you, take the risk. If it's pulling you, take the risk. If it's not going to hurt anyone, take the risk. And I know what our fear is. Our fear is, I don't know if it's not going to hurt anyone because it might hurt me. But it might grow you. It might lift you. It might propel you. It might fill you. So we got to figure out how we balance this fear with being prepared and taking the risk. And don't get me wrong, it's a balance. It's not a simple, it sounds simple when I say it, and I have to simplify it to myself in order for me to follow through with it, honestly. But it's not easy. I'm still going to try to do it though, because I want to be fulfilled. And I recognize that that won't happen without some risk being taken. And if I'm constantly afraid of the risk and constantly afraid of how this thing may fail, I'm actually living out my fear. I'm living out the fear of not being successful. And the reason I'm living that out is because I'm not doing anything to work towards that success. I'm looking for the safe route and there is none. There is none, at least for me in my life. I don't know, is there one for you? And if you are taking the safe route, is it working? Is it working out the way that you want it to? Because if it is, please hit me up in my DM. Let's talk about it. Maybe it's a blueprint or something that I can follow or something that you're doing that I can take into account that will help me in my own life. Because honestly, what I'm doing, the parts that's working are the parts that are risky, are the parts that require me to trust, are the parts that require me to love, the parts that require me to step out on faith, the parts that require me to trust in my preparedness. Those are the parts that are working out for me. Even having my child was a risk. For those of you who know my story, you know my daughter, that's my 7th pregnancy, 8th child, my only survivor. When I found out I was pregnant with her, I cried because I was not ready. I was not ready to go through the emotional turmoil that I had just been through. When I found out I was pregnant with her, I had just, through preterm labor, lost my son 3 months prior. A few months prior to losing him, like, you know, I lost twins before that. My twins and my son, I lost in the same year. Both pregnancies through preterm labor. Both pregnancies requiring me to have blood transfusions. So having my daughter was a risk. Being pregnant again was a risk. It was not recommended to be pregnant that quickly. And I wasn't ready. I don't even remember making her. So I'm just like, I wasn't ready. But I took the risk. I didn't want to terminate pregnancy because of my fear of everything I had already been through. I didn't want to terminate pregnancy because of my fear of miscarriage, fear of preterm labor, fear of unhealthy baby, fear of emotional instability, fear, like, there were all these reasons. And I just was like, but I want to try for her. And I have to know, because I'm going to try, that mentally I have to work through all these scenarios that I'm afraid of and figure out what will be my course of action to heal from that. And I thought it through. It was like, okay, well, I'm going to have to go back to therapy. Like, that was definitely, you know, shout out to my cousin Ayana, who's a therapist, because I just be like, we need more Black therapists, please, child. But, you know, I was like, I'm going to have to go back to therapy. I'm going to have to consult my God and pray. And you know, I'm going to have to be in my books. I'm going to have to write out my feelings. I'm going to have to assign some of these scenarios to my characters so that I can flush, right? I'm going to have to be there for other people who are going through. And hopefully I can get fulfilled by being there for someone else and helping someone else be strong through their process. It was a lot of things that I had to work through mentally. Of how I was gonna, and honestly, accepting that I'm taking the risk and accepting that it is a risk was part of my pre-healing, because I was accepting consequences. I was saying, by working through these things and saying, yes, I'm gonna take the risk, I was accepting whatever consequence came along with it, because I was like, I'm gonna eat that, and then I'm going to figure out how to be stronger, and I'm gonna figure out how to continue living. And thankfully, I took the risk, because she's here. She's wonderful. I love her. She's 7. She's dope. I was talking to her yesterday and I'm looking at her marveling, because I'm like, oh my God, you're just maturing right in front of my eyes. And me and this whole person, and I just love her so much. And I'm so happy I took the risk. Getting a divorce was a risk, right? Because I was cutting some finances. The little bit that he was contributing, like, you know, it was a lot of it when I started looking at bills and stuff. And it was just like, oh, my God. But I started to work through what the numbers were going to be. Okay, once I lose this income, this is what it's going to be. How am I going to live? How am I going to budget? How am I going to take care of my child? But I worked through it. I used to be so afraid of things that I didn't think it all the way through. Like, I would stop there at the fear. But don't stop at the fear. Work through the solution. Work through the solution. And that's part of your preparedness for any solution, for anything to happen. Be prepared. It's okay. Use your fear to prepare you, but then take the risk and then fly. Fly. You will. I'm almost certain you will. I know I did. I'm still flying. I'm still soaring, and I'm keep getting higher. You know, there's levels, there's layers. You know, everything is not going to be fixed all at one time. Everything doesn't become the dream all at one time. You get pieces of it, and it's a puzzle, and you piece it together. But it does come together. All right, I'm off the soapbox. That's been my past couple months. Like, really, just, it's an emotional battle. It's a roller coaster. But coming to these points in my mentality have been so freeing and such a breath of fresh air and helping my life become easier. I mean, we're built in this, like, life got to be a struggle in order to be worth something, but nah, nah. But anyway, I hope what I'm learning is helping you, because come fly with me. Come on, let's get it. All right, until the next time we could exchange power, I send you my love, my adoration, my support, my encouragement. If you want to support me, please go on to Amazon and pick up any one of my books. If you like romance, Delectable, A Sweet Romance, it's available on Amazon. It's available on Kindle. If you have Kindle Unlimited, you can download there. Touch Me First. Woof, chow. Touch Me First is what it say. Touch Me First. And it is dope. It's, you know, quick read. I think you'll enjoy it. That's also available on Amazon, Kindle Unlimited, as well as paperback. I love when you guys order the paperbacks, please. If you ever want me to sign a paperback, I actually can order some and sign some. I have some copies of Savage Fever, which is my all-time favorite. It's 5 novellas in one, so it's in one book. So if you're a binge reader, it's great. I have some paperbacks here, so if you want a signed copy, feel free to get at me on Twitter and my DMs at pwrites, pwrites. We can arrange for me to sign one and have one sent to you. Yeah, I have In Her Makeup was the first novel that I had ever written. It's also available on Amazon, Kindle Unlimited, but that one is also available on Audible. So if you prefer someone to read to you, like on a long drive or something, it's good for that. Yeah. All right. If you have any questions or you need to be reminded how to buy a book, get at me. All right. I love you guys. Peace.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6-packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.